Quiet karam is forbidden to plant. You can't plant other types of produce in your vineyard or within 4 amas of your vineyard. It's also forbidden to maintain quiet karam, even if you didn't plant it there yourself. Somebody else planted it there, or it happened by itself. You cannot keep it there. You have to get rid of it. It's also forbidden to have any benefit from quiet karam. Now, even though any type of quiet karam is usur, we only get malchus for a specific case of quiet karam, which is, if you plant two different types of produce that are quiet with each other in your vineyard, that's the only time you get malchus for quiet karam. For example, you plant the chita and the sora and the gefen in one shot at the same time. In such a case, you would get malchus, but any other case of quiet karam, you would not get malchus. And in the case where you planted the chita, sora, and the gefen at the same time, you get two malchus, one for klai zron, as the chita and the sora are climbing with each other, so that's klai zron. And you also get malchus for klai karam in that case, if you have a sra, if you are warned. Klai zron, masura mil zroa, umilakai. Mutar ba'achila v'kosha kem ba'ana, klai zron, such as if you plant chita and sora together, wheat and barley together, that's klai zron. You're not allowed to plant it, nor can you maintain it. But if you did plant it, you're allowed to eat it and certainly can derive other benefits besides eating from it, as klai zron is more lenient than klai karam. Klai zron is not usur bahana as opposed to klai karam. Klai begadim mitarin b'chol dover. V'en en asurim elam elobo. Klai begadim, which is shatnez, to have a beged made out of wool and linen, that's shatnez. You're allowed to have any use you want from a beged which is shatnez. The only thing that's forbidden is to wear it or to use it as a cover. That's the only issur of shatnez. But you're allowed to have other benefits from a beged that is made out of wool and linen. It's only usur to wear it. Klai behema mutarin legadel ulakai. Behena masurim ella milarvia. A behema that comes from crossbreeding. You're allowed to raise such a behema, and you're allowed to keep it around to do malacha for you. It's only forbidden to crossbreed it via dime. To go ahead actively and crossbreed an animal is forbidden. But if you have an animal that came from a crossbreed, such an animal, you're allowed to use it for your work. There's nothing else about that animal. Just you're not allowed to go ahead and actively crossbreed an animal. Klai behema asurim zebizeh. If you have two animals that came from a crossbreed, even if they both came from a chamor and a swift, a donkey and a horse, but one of them, its mother is a horse, and the other one, its mother is a donkey. In such a case, they're considered two different meaning, two different types, even though they both came from a donkey and a horse, since the mother of one is a horse and the mother of the other is a donkey, considered two different types, and you're now allowed to breed them together. This Mishnah is referring to the answer to plow with two different types of animals together or to drive with two different types of animals together. And the Pasuk says, Lo tachros b'shor v'chamor. You cannot plow with an ox and a donkey together. And Chazal learned out from Gezeira Shavah that it's not just an ox and a donkey that you're not allowed to plow together. Any two different types of animals you're not allowed to plow together. And the Mishnah says, does it make a difference if both animals are behemoths or both animals are chayas? If it's two different types of animals, you can't plow with them together. Behema and chaya, v'chaya and behema. This iser is also if one of them is a behema and the other is a chaya. Tmeya and tmeya, utahora im tahora. This iser also applies if both animals are non-kosher animals, but they're two different types of animals, or both animals are kosher animals, but they're two different types of animals. Tmeam tahoro tahorin tmeah asurin lachros belimshoch ulahanik. Or if one animal is non-kosher and the other animal is kosher, the answer would apply that you're not allowed to plow with them together, nor can you draw the two of them together, such as a donkey. The normal way to lead donkeys is by drawing them, and so too, you cannot drive the two of them together, such as a donkey. A donkey is normally driven and is forbidden to lead or to plow with or to drive two different types of animals together. Now, the Rambam holds that the iser to plow with two different tummy animals together, that both animals are not kosher, but they're two different types of animals, or with two different types of kosher animals together, that are two different types of animals, but they're both kosher, this iser is only midrabbanan. As min ha-Torah, the only iser is to plow with one non-kosher animal together with one kosher animal. But if both animals are kosher or not kosher, just a two different types of animals, that's only also Midrabbanan, not Minhatora. While the Rush disagrees, the Rush holds that the Isser is Minhatora, even if both animals are kosher or if both animals are not kosher. Since they're two different types of animals, it is also Minhatora to plow them together or to draw the two of them together.